Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Little Ellie Isabelle is a little elephant. Loves to have fun with her friends until one day when her friends were hanging out at a pool. Little Ellie Isabelle couldn't join them. She was too little. She thought being little was no fun, and she thought of ideas that would make her grow a little bit bigger. But nothing worked. She was close to losing hope until she decided to ask her mother for help. The delightful children's book, Little Ellie Isabelle Elephant, Day at the Pool by Tracy Hartley, who wrote the book for her granddaughter, who started life as a 2-pound, 12-ounce, premature, beautiful little brave fighter. Now she's growing and doing well. Tracy is the youngest of 7 children. Her father was a career military man with just over a few months shy of 27 years of service. Married with her husband, Bill, they own a electrical company in Pennsylvania, been married for 31 years, 2 grown sons. Tracy is a woman of faith, has served as a worship leader and lead singer. She's been on several mission trips with her church to Cuba, loves interior designing and decorating, crafts, cake and cookie decorating, singing, and of course, writing. Tracy Hartley, author of Little Ellie Isabelle Elephant, Day at the Pool, is our guest on This Week in America. Tracy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you, Rick, for having me here.
It is our pleasure, and what a great story. I mentioned briefly the inspiration for this, but talk about this, because this was really your granddaughter that gave you the idea to write this book, Little Ellie Isabelle Elephant.
Yes, she was. When she was born and she was facing so many battles, you know, from being premature and being so small, and there were certain health issues, of course, that came along with it, just watching her from the time that she was born and watch how she just had such a will, and the way that she fought and just even the spirit about her and everything, it was so inspiring to me to see her battle and just to do so well.
How did it go from watching her and being inspired by what she was going and how she was fighting to actually deciding to write the book, and then the process of publishing the book? It's one thing to write it. It's a whole other. Now you've got the business aspect of it there. You have to figure out how to publish the book. Talk about the story and actually going from this concept to getting the book published.
Well, it started out where when she was born, her dad actually went into the gift shop where she was born, and he found this little pink elephant. And he gave it to her, and when I had went to visit her one time, well, when her mom was pregnant with her too, she called her Ellie Belly because they knew her actual name is Isabel, but they were going to call her Ellie for short.
Yes.
So when I was there visiting with her at one point, I actually went with her mother, and I had taken her to the pool. And the story is actually around an actual event of her life. That's how I write, is around her life.
Yes.
And so when we went to the pool, her mom brought out this floaty, you know, and my kids had floaties when they were young, but they're so different today. And I was just amazed by this floaty too, and how she did get into it. And she was just kicking around and swimming, just this little, you know, baby, and she's kicking around and she's swimming and she's having a great time. And so I decided when we went back to their house and I'm sitting there playing with her and the little pink elephant that they call, you know, Ellie Belly, I was sitting there and I was saying, you know, little Ellie is a belly elephant. And it hit me. I really want to take that elephant that her dad got her and that they already called Little Ellie, and really write a story about this event in her life. Because just like I said, you know, watching her do things and overcome things, it's amazing to watch her, and it's very inspirational for me.
Well, and for other people, the reviews are excellent. When you read the book, it's a charming story. And on top of that, there's a message there. There's a message of hope. And, okay, I'm a little shorter than the other people. I want to be bigger. And I'm going to turn to mom for help to get through this. The book we're talking about is Little Ellie Isabelle Elephant, Day at the Pool. The author is our guest, Tracy Hartley. The book's available, of course, at Amazon. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com in the bookshop. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on and get information. And Tracy's website is authortracyhartley.com. So if you go to any of those places, you'll get information on the book. Did you, in the beginning, realize this was going to be a book you published, or was this just sort of a in-family journal type of thing that you were keeping?
Well, when I sat down and I wrote it, I didn't have any intentions, actually, of any, you know, doing anything with the book, except for when I contacted the publisher, I wanted an actual copy for Ellie that I could sit down and I could read to her and she could enjoy, because her mom and dad both, since the day that she has born, they have read to her constantly, and books are absolutely one of her most favorite things that she loves. She will actually go and pick up a book before she'll pick up a toy and come to you and sit down right on your lap and just, you know, ask you to read books to her. She loves books. So it was really just for her. But once I did submit my work to them, they really backed me and they really enjoyed it and they wanted to market it. So they're actually the ones who got me to step out and do something with it. And they have just given me so many opportunities that I never thought that I would have.
Now, once you have the book written, now you need illustrations. And the book is beautifully illustrated. And I'm sure there were some challenges along the way to find the right illustrator, for the illustrator to convey exactly the message, the theme, the story that you want to convey. Talk about finding an illustrator for Little Ellie Isabella Elephant.
Actually, I love this story because it wasn't hard for me to find an illustrator, because I have a very talented sister who is, she can draw and letter and do all kinds of things. She's a very talented artist. So when I sat down and I wrote the book, of course, she was the one that I wanted to sit down and illustrate it for me. So when I approached her, she said, oh, absolutely, I will. And because we're sisters, we're very connected. And she's the closest one to me in age. So, you know, I mean, she's only 2 years older than me. So growing up, you know, we tend to like be able to read each other's minds and yes, and everything. And so when I sent the book to her and she started illustrating it, and she's sending me pages as she's doing it, and she was just so spot on exactly with what I had envisioned to make the pages come to life. And so it was a great process, and she will, you know, whatever I do, she's going to be my illustrator.
Well, yeah, I love that story. So you've got the aunt involved. She really understands the story and what you're trying to convey. As you said, as sister, she probably can finish your sentences for you. So this was not all that challenging to find somebody. Keep it in-house is the moral if you're writing a book out there that needs an illustrator. See if you can find somebody in the family that can help you with that. And you alluded to something there. Are you working on a series?
I am, actually. I already have. My next book is already out. It's called Little Ellie Isabella Elephant, A Flower from Daddy. And it is already out and for sale at Writers Republic Bookshop, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, BAM. So I'm going to be doing a series. And I have written the third book in the series. She is actually in the process of doing the illustrations for that. And I have actually started on a fourth book already. It's called Tea Time with Pop-Pop, and that was my husband when we had went there and we had got her a tea set, and he asked her to a tea party, and they had a tea party, and it was just one of the sweetest things I had ever seen. So I have to write about that too.
Well, and I'm glad that you are. And all of the book information, as Tracy said, you'll find it at the usual places when you find the book, writersrepublic.com in the bookshop. And go to Tracy's website, author Tracy Hartley, that's HARTLEY.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you'll be able to link on directly to Tracy's website. Talk about your background in writing, because you have a gift for writing, for communicating through the written word. Where did this begin for you, and have you done other types of writing?
Well, I actually have many, many journals all throughout my house. I have loved writing all my life. I've never tried to actually do something with it until now. But I have actually told my husband and my sons that, you know, whenever the day comes when, you know, I am no longer around, please be looking for these journals. They're probably going to find hundreds of them around because I do like to write. I have sat down, I have written stories, poems. I've actually written some lyrics. You know, they're just personal things. But so I have always enjoyed to sit down and write. It seems like to me, it's a way that I can really express my feelings or my thoughts that I may not be able to do, you know, with just sitting down and talking to someone.
Yes. It's a great way to communicate. And you tell the story so well. Little L.A. Isabelle. The book is A Day at the Pool. You'll find it at all the places. Other books there by Tracy as well. Are you thinking about publishing other types of books, other genres?
Yes, actually, I am. I am in the process right now of writing. It's like an autobiography type of thing. It's going to take quite a while to write it because it's actually about some childhood trauma that I had experienced that I am in the process of still healing from. So part of the writing process is healing. So it's going to take me a while. But when I am finished with that, I do intend to try and get that published because it's my hope that anyone that will read it and who may have went through a similar thing, that they would find hope and inspiration and maybe some healing as they read through my process.
What's the family support been like, you know, writing the children's books, now writing, spreading out and writing others? I'm sure that's important to have their support. Talk about that and having family there.
I have an awesome support. My husband is absolutely incredible. When my book first came out for sale, he actually went through his whole phone, sent messages and emails and all this, all of his contacts, and, you know, with the link to my book and everything. And my sister and I actually will kid with each other because we'll sit here and say that he is our own personal marketing agent. But he is actually, I think he's more excited even than I am. He just, I can't even express the level of love and care and support that he gives to me on this. And the rest of my family, my sister for doing the illustrations for me, and she's very supportive. My children, my mother, I'm pretty fortunate.
And I'm thinking that would be crucial. There have to be times as a writer when you sort of hit a block and you're not quite sure where to go. And I've got to cut a few words out of here. I can say this. I can be a little more economical with the words in trying to get this done. Has to be important to have them there. So you've got somebody to sort of fall back on, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I need to add too, my husband, there's times like with certain opportunities that come up that, you know, I'll be like a little, oh my, you know, and it'll start, you know, stressing me a little bit. And he just is, he's my rock. And he always brings me back down to, it's going to be great. It's going to be, you're going to do fine. You're going to, you know, so I'm very thankful.
Well, it's important to have that support system there, and obviously you do, and that's why you've been so successful in your writing. Our guest is Tracy Hartley. Her book is Little L.A. Isabelle Elephant Day at the Pool. She's got several books. That's what we're talking about specifically on the program today. Her website is authortracyhartley.com, book available at writersrepublic.com, at the bookshop, Amazon, the usual places. Let's talk about your granddaughter today and reading the book. Does she bring your book over and drop it on your lap and want you to read her book to her as well?
She does. when the last time that we went to visit them, actually, I had my new book, the one that came out, the Little Ellie Isabelle Elephant, A Flower from Daddy. She had not seen it yet. So I took the book and sat down and read it to her. And as soon as I got done reading it, she was looking at me and going, again, again.
One more time.
So, I'm sorry?
Yeah, one more time. That was fun. Let's do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. And to me, that's the whole reason that I wrote the book. It was for her. It was for her to enjoy it. I'm very thankful of all the other stuff or the things that may happen. But the most priceless thing for me is to be able to sit with her and to see her enjoy something that I did for her and for her to just love it. So that's important for me.
What is your hope for the book? People who read the book, like I say, it's a charming story, a delightful story. You read that, you got a smile on your face as you're reading this. But beyond that, there's a message there, isn't there? What do you hope people take away after they read Little L.A. Isabelle Elephant?
My hope that of what they take away is, I think all of us have certain things in life that we feel, you know, we all have our strengths, we all have our weaknesses. And my hope is that when they sit down and they read it, and they read it to their children, that they and also the children see that even when we have certain weaknesses, it's not a bad thing to, if we need help, to ask for help and to just believe in yourself and to just learn how to grow and just experience life and don't be afraid to have adventures and don't be afraid to try new things.
That's a great message as you're reading the book to your child or with your child, a grandchild or the neighbor child, or if you're a teacher and you're sharing this in the classroom, that's a great message and a discussion point as you're there with the children. How is Ellie doing today? I mentioned she's growing and doing well. How is she?
She's doing really, really well. We're really happy. From the start, you know, whenever, you know, a child is born premature, you always have to wait a certain time to make sure that there's not things that will, you know, impede and her development and all of that. But she has caught up with where she is supposed to be in every way. In certain ways, she has actually exceeded it. It has not had anything that has kept her from doing anything that she, you know, should be doing. And we're really, really thankful for that. She's doing really well.
It's so exciting what's happening with this book series. Anything else on the horizon that you're working on? I mean, I see so many possibilities for a little Ellie Isabelle Elephant. Anything you can talk about that you're working on now?
Well, there are a few very exciting things and opportunities. I kind of don't, you know, I mean, there may be in the future more media sources, you know, yes, ways of seeing little Ellie Isabelle.
Okay.
But we'll see what happens.
Okay, let's not jinx that, but it's something that we can look for. You can follow all the developments for yourself by going to Tracy's website, which is authortracyhartley.com. That's her website. The book's available, this book and all of her books, Little Ellie Isabelle Elephant, Day at the Pool. You'll find the books at writersrepublic.com, in the bookshop, Amazon, the usual places, all of these links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Tracy, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. So excited about what you've done with the book so far, the future. So we'll have to stay in touch and talk about what's on the horizon. It sounds like you're going to be quite busy with all of the opportunities you have and delighted that that Ellie is growing and doing well. And it's just been a pleasure to have you to share your story with us on the program.
Well, Rick, thank you so much for having me on here and giving me this opportunity. And It has been really great, and I appreciate it.
Well, it has been our pleasure. And Tracy Hartley, our guest, this book, Little Ellie Isabelle Elephant, Day of the Pool, and all of the information on our other books on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.